Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to
Things We Like.
Right, this week, before we go around the run round of who or who isn't here, a few issues. Like, we know that we have slight issues with the sound recording. It's a little bit echoey, but we only just started. Give us a break. And we're getting some proper equipment in the very near future, and things are going to be awesome. Everyone's going to shit the bed. It's going to be great.
Eight. We were doing the echo.
Oh, God. It's that odd. Bad.
Odd. Odd.
And the bastard. That's your car code.
It's because he says a thing after I'm, like, ready to echo, and it's like, oh, shit, I have to restart.
Dyslexical.
But I like that as well, anyway.
Right, we're going into too much, right? This week on Things We Like, we have...
Alf.
Jan.
Mystery guest!
That's a hello, you bitch.
Dan.
And Jim. And we're going to be talking about...
Things we like.
Duct tape. Love it.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah, man.
Duct tape.
Get it in there. Sorry.
Fantastic.
We'll say more about the end, but yeah.
We're not even taking the piss. Oh, and before we carry on, the other thing is, like, we are in no way affiliated with Facebook. We probably use it, but we're not saying yes or no either way, because we aren't promoting or detracting from it.
Why do we have to say this?
Tim pointed out that Things We Like is very much a sort of...
Oh, yeah, like, because people... Yeah,
by
oh,
Facebook
course.
Now. Okay, fucking
yeah.
Blows.
Nothing yeah, I get that. Facebook. But, yeah, nothing to do with liking.
Yeah, shit. We are in no way...
People are allowed to like stuff before Facebook came along. Yeah. They didn't create liking stuff.
Yeah, but they're going to copyright it.
The show have anything to do with anything we like.
Last week was a little dingy. Yeah.
So, Jim, what have you liked this week?
No, this way this week. Right, okay, this week I have liked... I'm going to get it out before...
Really? You're going to get it out?
Yeah.
Well, are you talking about what you like?
It's not necessarily something I like.
Yeah.
It doesn't look
too bad, though, Jim.
Yeah, it's got a hat on.
It's quite smooth.
Well, a helmet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really, Jim?
Doctor Who.
Oh.
For those who don't even give a shit, or those who haven't heard, the new Doctor Who's been announced, and it is the fucking unstoppable Peter Capaldi, which is a good sign.
Doctor fucking Who?
You were keeping it a secret from Mystery Guest.
Sorry, Mystery Guest, but now you know.
He said he doesn't care before.
He doesn't give a rat's ass either.
Still, pretty cool. Interesting choice. I thought it was slightly strange and a shame, perhaps, that they didn't diversify the sort of race or gender of who the Doctor is, but
they've sort of hinted the next one's going to be like a black woman or something, like in a wheelchair.
Hit all the fucking bases.
Yeah, I mean, they were knocking around
Idris Elba.
Idris would never do it. He's too big now.
He's heading Hollywood way.
Yeah, he's just a massive room.
He's already there. Yeah, Prometheus.
He's back in 4-2.
I don't know. I think after Luther goes, that might be the end of his TV kind of. Are they still doing more of that?
He wants to make a film.
A Luther film?
Yeah.
Cool.
What, like the history and backstory and life of Luther Vandross? Is that what he's trying to make?
It's quite a little bit of a branch out, but he will be playing Luther Vandross.
Oh, ace.
Is he
good at singing?
Idris.
That's what Luther's about, isn't it? I thought it was like Luther Vandross solving crimes
or
something.
He solves crimes.
Right.
Yeah, he is good.
Serenades the sort of the villain of each episode.
And the ladies.
Of course.
The episode and the crime he solves often gives him helpful hints on songs that he's currently writing, and it usually ends with a classic rendition of the Luther Vandross song.
And that's how you see how he got to that song.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I need to watch that. Yeah, it's nice when they do that kind of thing, though, isn't it?
It is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with the film.
I like that.
Probably some kind of a greatest hits.
In the face.
Yeah. So, Peter Capaldi, best known for being a foul-mouthed Scot.
Yeah, in the beautiful...
And he was also in The Thick of It. Oh, sorry,
Get the boot in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with the Doctor.
He's a ledge. Mm. Come on, he is a ledge. So.
I hope he grew some interesting facial hair for the role.
I hope he swears a lot.
it would be a slight change of theme.
I'd be more likely to watch it.
Yeah.
So
fucking Daleks.
Yeah. It's Doctor Who, right? It's all right.
It's not
amazing, but
it's still
cool.
I'm not a fan.
I tend to enjoy it when I end up watching it, but it's not something that I'm like, oh, I've got to watch that episode. Like, I've seen 3 or 4 episodes since they relaunched the whole deal.
Since they brought Matt Smith in?
No, since before.
Since Eccleston.
Since Eccleston, Jesus. I have seen 3 or 4 episodes that I did like, and the ones that I did like, the crying angel gargoyle fucking crazy shit.
The
that's
weeping
scary
angels.
As fuck.
Awesome.
The weird, like, dolls in the house. Whatever that was, when they got shrunk down or some shit, that was creepy as hell.
The one in the tower block, but they end up in the doll's house.
Yeah, man,
that was pretty creepy.
That was creepy as hell.
It's a Halloween one.
In fact, to be honest, those are the only two that I can remember that I thought were good. I have seen a couple more than that, but I didn't think anything special about them at all.
Oy.
Sorry.
Well, no one gives a shit, but
I quite like the old ones. But
oh,
I'm just
yeah, Tom Baker
haven't been captured by this at all. Like,
I don't know, we'll see. The 50th is meant to be awesome. It's got another Doctor Who in. It's
but
John Hurt. I've
seen this about all the time. Oh, really?
Yeah, John Hurt.
Aren't they, like, wasting a regeneration on him or something?
They don't know what they're doing. I mean, they know what they're doing, but they as in...
They.
They as in you guys. Like, they are there. No idea what they're doing, so...
Okay. Fair.
It's kind of exciting. Just because it's John Hurt, and I like John Hurt.
I do like John Hurt.
I like John Hurt as well. I thought it was an interesting choice. Did you see that documentary series about human beings?
Human Planet?
Human Planet, was that it? That he narrated? And it was like, yeah, that was cool. John Hurt narrating, that was cool. But I really wanted Attenborough. You know, that kind of thing. It was like, it just...
He does all the other animals.
It doesn't feel quite right without Attenborough now.
But they've got to gear up for that, because that's why he appointed
a sire. With a guy that's going to die at about the same time? Like,
I know,
that's just stupid.
They've appointed another guy. Like, David Attenborough backed a guy. Mystery guest might know who it is.
It's Cox, isn't it?
No, that's a science guy.
He's a natural successor to the
Brian Cox Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
Not Brian Cox scientist.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Brian Cox scientist is probably backed by Patrick
Moore. No, you can't do sarcastic expressions on a... podcast.
I can do sarcastic expressions to you.
Oh, okay.
You can't put the sarcasm comes out.
What, from his expression?
No, yeah.
The silly grin and the nod.
Well, listening back. Yeah.
You can hear that nod of my laugh.
You can hear it. You can hear,
you hear the creak
of the
smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who the successor to David Attenborough is, Mystery Guest? It's some guy, and he's like,
this guy is awesome.
That's the
mystery guest.
That's the
worst
impression ever.
Made an expression of acknowledgement, but he doesn't look like he is aware of who it actually is.
It's like he understands the question.
Yeah, but he doesn't know, I don't think.
Maybe he'll tell us later.
Sphinx-like.
It's gonna be Andy Peters!
Andy Peters, where's that guy?
Breeding cupboard?
No, he came out of the cupboard ages ago.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
He was in T4 until they canned that, wasn't he?
That's a long time ago, Jim.
They canned that, 2 years ago they canned T4, finally. Was it a year ago?
Finally.
It was getting a bit ropey towards the end.
Well, let's not talk about it then.
Wasn't he just the top of the pops when that went down the pan as well?
He sort of actually perked it up towards the end. It was just... What?
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, he couldn't stop the way the industry was going. Andy Peters did his best to say Top of the Pops.
It was pretty cool, Top of the Pops, back in the day.
It was awesome.
Back in the day. The Jimmy Savile, Dave Lee Travis days.
No, that wasn't the day I was thinking of, no. I was thinking of the days when I watched it when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah,
which wasn't when he was doing it.
No, you presented it when we were talking.
I didn't really give a shit who presented it, to be honest.
Was it Zoe Ball, Fern Cotton?
I think Fern Cotton's too young.
No, she presented it like late 90s, early 90s.
She was on like Dig It in the 90s.
Was she?
Yeah, God. It's like a Saturday morning kids show. Disney based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they dig stuff?
I don't think that was really part of it. They. Inane banter cartoon. Gunge.
Not like a junior version of Time Team.
No. They did do that, didn't they?
Probably.
Good show. I used to record that, the Saturday morning show. Fast forward the bits where people were talking cartoon. Fast forward the bits where people were talking
cartoon.
Yeah. Apart from, what was the one that Ant and Dec did? With
SMTV.
The Awesome Nose.
Live.
What was her name?
The Awesome Nose.
Yeah, she's...
Barbara Streisand?
No, she's huge in America now. She's got like a sort of broken Stephen Fry nose that makes her even cuter.
Cat Deeley.
Cat Deeley. Never noticed that?
Never noticed her nose?
No.
I fixate on it, it makes her super cute. What's that about?
I don't know, she does hair adverts this day. Well, shampoo adverts.
I get hair!
Grow your own!
Everyone should have hair. Mm. So, who's up next? Who likes shit?
It's Dan.
White shit? Oh, have I liked this week? I've actually been fuck all of like this week. I had a bit of a steady week.
Okay, no, go deep. What do you like? Think about the first thing.
What
have
you liked in
thing?
The past? Like, from the dawn of time, your most liked things?
Conception.
Food.
Food?
Yeah.
We're talking about food.
Your pecan pie.
I did like the pecan pie.
Did you make it?
I made that pecan pie, yeah.
What variety?
Pecan.
Pecan
pie.
Like pecan pie. Pecan pie.
Like crust pecan filling.
Pecan pie.
Sorry, should I just take this out?
I reckon so. I reckon it's finished.
But it's just, do I have to do anything before I take it out?
Well, that was slowly, dude.
Yeah, you don't want to make a mess every week.
Yeah.
And be prepared to clean up.
Is it safe to eject it?
I think I have to retract it.
Oh, we can take it out now.
Okay, yeah. Unmount now.
Easy.
It's safe to remove your hardware, Jim.
I think it's stuck. Wait, hold on.
Pull it harder.
There we go. Oh, relief. Well, okay. That's out. Is it still recorded? No, that's going in.
So, pecan pie?
Yeah,
pecan
like...
Pie. I wasn't really aware that there were different types of pecan pie. I've only ever made one.
Well, there's like, you know, open pie, covered pie.
Oh, yeah,
pie,
it was open pie, yeah. I think classically a pecan pie is open, though.
But did it have like a custard base? Was it a sponge base?
Oh, short crust pastry base.
Right, short crust pastry.
Then golden syrup and sugar, bit of vanilla extract, 3 eggs.
Mm.
There's obviously processes in between all of that. and then you pour that in with some pecans. And then when it's, you bake it for it, and then you put some more pecans on top.
So it's like sort of, I think a Florida sort of pecan pie, like an open top one.
It's open top, yeah.
Explain the term Florida.
Florida. The only pies I've seen come out of Florida are all open tops.
I didn't think
key lime pie.
That's a key lime pie.
Oh, key lime pie is amazing. Mm. Joe made a fucking amazing key lime pie. I'm glad I sent it to myself then as well. But it was. Yeah, amazing that
we are listed on iTunes as explicit.
Cunt!
Yes! We can swear! Or for me, just be normal.
Yeah. Sorry, kids. So, was it good? Did you have it with, I don't know?
I was intending to have it with yogurt, but my mum had also made summer fruits pudding because it's basically my favourite pudding and I get it every year for my birthday, which is ace. And so, I basically just had it with that. Pretty good combo, really. Pecan pie and summer fruit pudding.
Bonus.
I ate it way too quick because I wanted to go and play Giant Jenga, though. So I was a bit full for the opening moves of that game. But it's okay. It's settled down.
I've seen the photos of you wrestling Andy.
Yeah, well, that's something. If we're going to go, we could skip. Are we going to leave food behind?
Actually, no, we'll go back to that later because I think we should delve into food more.
Delve into food more. We need more in-depth discussion on food.
I've been thinking about food quite a lot recently.
What? Actually, I had a good burger when I was in Bristol.
Describe said burger.
Oh, it was called the Taxi Driver in honour of Robert De Niro because this burger was crazy. It's brilliant. It was a big, thick, 6-ounce rare-cut burger. Like a Dijon mustard, mayonnaise. A chili one, fat pickle, and a massive onion ring, like really well breaded, on a brioche bun.
Breaded onion ring.
Brioche bun as well.
A brioche bun.
Oh, that's so ridiculously rich.
It was hot. I mean, skinny fries.
Clearly.
It's more than a matchstick in thickness.
Clearly, food is a thing we all like. The only problem when we start talking about food, I find, is that it makes me really want to start eating stuff.
The food.
Yeah, that sounded just like I'm proper salivating because of that.
I think it's the pickle that got me.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Pickles are an underrated, extra. Yeah. I've got time for a little pickles.
Here's a good one though. What pickled food will you eat and what pickled food won't you eat?
There's no pickled food I won't eat.
There's no. So you do the eggs, you do the onions, you do the fucking gherkins.
I've even got sauerkraut.
The herring. Pickled herring.
I love pickled herring.
Like, well, we can't talk about it then because you don't like it. You love it. We have to leave that behind.
Alright, okay, I like it.
Yeah. What about that piss fish? It's a Viking
heritage. Yeah, piss fish. That's not pickled. That's not
pickled in form of
pickling. That's fermented.
Norwegian fish.
No, Norwegian fish, that's the thing where it's left and it putrefies, it goes off, I think is the right way to describe it.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be just, like, taste amazing but smell like fucking.
It could clear out a room.
Definitely. I saw them eating it on some cooking program. I'm not going to name who it is because I can't be arsed with all of that shit. But it was in. They were eating it outside, and I think presumably because they were eating this and they needed a decent breeze to clear the air. Like, it's supposed to be well nasty, but the pity fish is literally that they bury some fish they pissed on.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's like the ammonia or something.
Yeah, it breaks it down.
It's
going to
have a hard time marketing that one.
It's supposed to taste really nice, but I'm guessing they've not got that diverse a diet. So I think we could probably draw them away from it. Show them some chocolate, maybe.
Yeah, but they'll only piss on it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, yeah.
It's missing something.
The piss.
Piss and bit soil. Of piss.
Well, they wrap it in leaves, so they don't get it. And it's probably sand, because they're probably coastal.
Well, I saw them do it in the Arctic. And
really?
I thought a bit of shark, and they buried it in the snow.
It's a cold deal.
I think it was a cold deal.
Cold, pissy fish.
You might be able to heat it up afterwards.
No, they don't.
Well, they just eat cold piss fish.
Depends on how you piss. Piss doesn't might boil it and cook it.
Well, they like leave it in the piss for a while, so the piss doesn't might stay.
Presumably, there's still not going to be soil, then.
I don't think soil will come into it.
Ice, then.
Ice.
Snow!
Ice, yeah. What was that? I'm thinking about hot piss fish.
Hot pissy fish. Well, we drifted away there. I don't know if I like that. I mean, I like the idea of that, but.
Of hot pissy fish or cold pissy fish?
I like the idea that people are branching out in weird ways to eat their food, but. Isn't that like. Because there's that coffee that has to be eaten by monkeys before you can have it, isn't it?
There's one that goes through a weasel as well.
Yeah, that's. Like I say, I'm entertained by it. I like it. Just the idea of that. I ain't friggin' drinking it, though.
It might be the best coffee ever, and you'll never know unless you try it.
Well, I'm not going to, so I know. It's fine, I can live with that.
You'll never try monkey coffee. Or weasel
monkey
coffee.
Monkey shit coffee. I'm not having... I don't really want to eat any food that's already passed through another animal.
Alright, I'm more happy eating monkey shit coffee than pissy fish.
If I've pissed on it, I still won't be happy with it, but if it was like in a sort of you fucking do this for a prize or some shit, maybe I'd fucking do that. I don't know, I'd have to wait until I was there and smell it, but I definitely would say no if it was someone else's piss.
Okay, it's good to have that clarification.
I think, yeah.
So we just got to get the piss on a fish and we'll eat it then.
No, that is. I don't even know how you extracted that from what I just said. But I think I was fairly detailed on my answer. Like, that if I piss on it, it's a maybe. So you can get me to piss on a fish, and maybe at some point I might eat it, but it's unlikely. How about yourself?
No, it's the pissy fish. But
straight up, even if you've pissed on it?
Even if I've pissed on it. Yeah. I think that's more with me not liking fish for it.
Oh, would you eat the weird putrefied fish?
Strange enough, Dan has eaten bowls of old frozen piss. He's fine with that. It's the fish that's the problem.
No.
Nothing surprises me.
Yeah.
We can make slushies.
Oh. No.
Monkey asshole coffee. Yeah, I'll leave it.
Yeah, you love that.
Well, it's being boiled, so.
Yeah, but.
You know it's going to be safe. It's going to be
cool. I don't know, man. There's like bacteria that can last in you. No, it's not even about bacteria. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. I don't know, it's just a nasty idea. I'd be there drinking it thinking, this is almost a bit like I'm just sort of drinking monkey diarrhea or something.
Well, how about we just constantly, for like a year, force feed a monkey coffee and then just boil that?
How do you feel about eating
the
testicles?
The monkey?
I don't know, we could just do a quick whip around right now and ask who here has actually ingested their own piss. I certainly have never drunk my own
piss. Tastes like spam, I believe, is what we shouted immediately after that.
No one.
Debacle.
But Madonna drinks her own piss every day.
Yeah, that's well.
Like right.
No, and I think that's actually counting against you.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, out of the things that Madonna does, that's on the relatively sane scale, but still.
No wonder Sean Penn.
did what he did. Oh dear. No, I think that's probably why she drinks her own piss.
Yeah, possibly.
There's only so many times you can kick an animal before it goes mental. Oh god, that sounded dark. Sorry, let's go nice again.
What do you think about?
Oh my god. Mystery guest, what do you like?
There'll be a
bleep. Well, I really like my breakfast this morning.
What did you have for breakfast, mystery guest?
Pancakes! I had monkey shit coffee. Piss of fish. It was delicious.
Was it pissed on?
What, why are you speaking with that weird accent, mystery singer?
I don't know. I just like it.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. I don't know what I like about you.
And everything.
I'm not referring to you by name. You
I keep
penis.
Saying your name. Oh. Don't worry, none of that will be in. At least the name bit, mystery guest.
Motherfucker, don't say my name!
We're going to get some more hate mail. More hate mail, because we've been getting mail off people.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows you actually exist yet. The first podcast will be up as of tomorrow on the internet.
Really?
This one will take a little bit more time, I expect.
Actually, we should probably say what the date is. The date is the... What is the date today?
It's the 4th of August.
God, I suppose it was like the 8th. It's the 4th of August today, 2013. Should have put that at the start.
That's good. I've got a thing we like. I think I like. Maybe you'll join me in liking it. The should steer away from the darkness this week. Something everyone can enjoy. Particularly... I do like the whole subject we're about to go into. But the songs... of Sesame Street.
Okay, that's quite intriguing.
A lot of originals, a lot of covers. I think my favourite original is probably the Healthy Food song, sung by Cookie Monster, and a 90s re-edit featuring Wyclef Jean as well, which is good. He does a little bit of a rap in the middle.
I got my hand up because I would like to put in that I think the Healthy Food song goes into Stuff Sucks rather than Things We Like.
You don't like the Healthy Food song?
The Cookie Monster is essentially a monster that eats cookies. I know it's important to teach kids lessons, but the monster. But then all of a sudden it's like cookies are a sometimes food.
Yeah,
that's
but also Cookie Monster's a ledge.
Yeah.
I love him.
Wouldn't that make the kids be like, yeah, I won't be like Cookie Monster, I mean loads of cookies.
Exactly.
Cookie Monster's
like they should invent like a new character, which is like, you know, veg
Celery
monster.
Dude.
Yeah, Celery Dude. And yeah. Celery Dude...
Celery Dude sucks.
Celery Dude just sort of drags himself across the floor and says something sad.
Yeah, they do have a guy called Captain Vegetable.
In a wheelchair.
Oh. It's a little risque, that one.
You said it. I didn't say anything.
I'm not overly familiar with him. But yeah, Captain Vegetable, he's got his own song, I believe, as well.
Exactly, they should make him more badass.
I'm not even sure. Who else is in Sesame Street? Big Bird's Sesame Street, isn't it?
Big Bird's in Sesame Street.
Is he still
in
it?
As far as I know. Snuffy the Snuffleupagus.
Elmo.
Mrs. Snuffleupagus.
Elmo.
Elmo's still in it.
That's such ridiculous shit, because even the ones that they're trying to say that he is in trouble for is... Like, he's 17 or something, and it's like, I don't know, we're in the UK, so...
Wait, hold up.
You have to explain.
Wait, enhance.
The dude who, the puppeteer that controls Elmo got
Kevin
done...
Kevin Clash.
There we go, got done for... He got done for being a paedophile, effectively, or it's ongoing, all of that, and he had to quit his job as doing Elmo. He's been doing it for years, and he's seriously good at it. And they... Yeah, because... Because he slept with somebody, and then it all came out, and he's gay, and he slept with these guys that at the time were 17, and you're like, okay, get it over there. That
you sleep
like
with one underage kid.
I donate to charity.
But over
every
year, it's 16, isn't it? And like, whether that's right or wrong, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing. I suppose it's the law over there, and as an adult, you should obey the law. But
hands up, like, is it? The age of consent 18 in America or 16?
I think it depends on different states.
Yeah, it's very from state to state.
I don't know if any of them go so foolish as to put it to 21, but...
You couldn't do that.
18.
They'd be right.
18 is the oldest. But is there some other ones where it is 16 or 17 or
There's
something?
Quite a few states
so
like 16.
That's even more kind of a bit ridiculous, but at the same time, yeah, okay, maybe in something like that, you should respect the law of whatever state you're in. I don't know. You kind of deviated from things like that, but Sesame Street's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
Back sorry, yeah. The music of the Sesame song. Street. Maybe a song you will like, the 1 to 12 song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You want the ending.
Yeah, let's go for the ending.
12.
Isn't, yes. Isn't that what Stephen Lynch used in the Jim Henson's Dead and Gone song?
Oh, the bastard. Is it a nice song?
It's a boss song. It's
awesome,
a really
that's
good
fine.
Song. But his Muppets do live on.
Yeah, they
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Cool song.
I'm kind of happy with the recent Muppets film.
I really love the Count.
Kinda. I liked it.
The Count edit available on video streaming websites where they've censored the Count song so it like it makes it seem like he's saying I like fucking. Instead.
Think of three. Oh, don't tell people what it is. Think of three keywords they could put into YouTube to find it.
Count. I like beeping.
Well, that's
Muppets.
Like four words.
Well, I'd include I like, because that's our show, really, so, you know, that's the podcast, is things we like, so I don't think I like should count as words,
right.
Automatically should go in.
Oh, God, so messy.
So messy.
What? Just branch out a bit, and what's with this militant kind of, are
YouTube.
We allowed to use three words?
YouTube,
put
the count, bleep.
In.
YouTube, the count bleeped. People are idiots. Help them out.
Oh,
wow. And I'm the bad one.
Alienate everyone. Oh,
skills.
That's staying in.
Is it?
No.
It's not jingle.
People are fucking idiots.
Kidding,
people
I'm an idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put myself
idiots.
In it. I won't be able to find
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
Just gently stroke the side of a computer.
Oh, pervert.
That was a bit sexual.
Yeah. So, any other songs?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's turned up a few times to perform hits such as Baby We Were Born to Add and In a Barn in the USA.
Beautiful.
They're quite good. A lot of people go on there, man.
Gervais is always on that thing.
Gervais has been on a few times. You have Fine Young Cannibals singing Sea Drives Me Crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is a good one. 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feist has had a good restructuring to be about monsters, which is nice.
Yeah.
And they also, my personal favourite, is Letter B by the Beatles. The Beatles didn't actually turn up and sing it, but it's just a song. B is for bananas, Letter B.
McCartney will turn up.
Mystery Guest is attempting an illegal move.
I think he was just trying to use Cockney rhyming slang to call me a cunt.
What?
He just typed James Blunt into his phone. He specifically doesn't like what we're talking about now and just wants me to stop.
Well,
mystery guest.
If he can't be bothered to join in the conversation, I think we should carry on.
This
was
is
there
his
any
strategy
more?
This week. He didn't want to be heard last week and he got drawn into it, so now he's just using visual aids to try and help him along.
Nobody look at his visual aids.
Look at
mystery guest,
he's
got
visual
aids.
God, that's better than, the worst than hearing aids.
How do you hear aids? Is that how they detect it? Is that how they do the test?
It's got a sort of like low ringing noise, yeah.
I'm afraid, I can hear it. It's positive.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have AIDS in both my ears.
I had to smash a lock off in work today. And the ping, like, proper was deafening me. I had to hit it so many times with this lump hammer.
Did you shatter it?
I smacked the whole thing off, like, in the end. We had to get another piece of metal to put behind it because I can't be bothered getting into it. We did. And, when I was smashing
it. Oh, no. No, leave it going.
Who's this?
Hold on a moment.
Oh, it's an outside call.
Got,
it's an outside call.
We've got, is it an outside call or have we got another? A mystery guest that possibly can be named?
Yeah, they might not be so mysterious.
Yeah.
Might be a good guest.
Hey, I'm not mysterious. I said James Blunt.
I wonder who it is.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Should we take that?
No, let's talk about things we hate.
Things we hate.
You'll get it in the edit.
Oh, I hate chaps.
Oh. He's going there.
It's a little bit difficult to explain, but there's two premier gangs in the region who face off each other quite regular, like usually many times a week. The Ash Street Garage crew. Respect.
Respect.
And the hideous chaps.
The chaps.
They're completely soulless individuals. And they employ dark magic to gain their nefarious end. But we will be victorious one day and we will drive them out.
Yeah, we'll take the luggage and stuff as well. But we'll drive them out.
Yeah.
We're not monsters.
We will.
Yeah, we're the garage crew.
Yeah.
We're the sound ones.
It would just be harsh to drop them off in the middle of nowhere with nothing. But if I take them maybe as far as Preston, with
I was thinking more like the station.
Well, how could we be sure they've left?
Well, we could take them to a hillside station or something.
Okay, maybe to the...
But that was a little bit too close. They could walk back. I mean, they could walk back from hillside, but... Yeah.
But maybe...
They'll have all their stuff with them, and... I mean, they could just get the train back into Southport. So maybe we should drop them off and then go to Southport Station and make sure they don't come back.
The thing is, if we take them to Preston Station, then we know they're on another line.
Oh, yeah, shit, they can't get
the train back.
Yeah, I mean, they could pay for a taxi, I suppose.
Well, they could probably get a bus.
Yeah, with all their stuff?
Well, I still think a carry-on bag rather than a suitcase. So there's the essentials is what they could take with them.
Okay. But yeah. So there's those two opposing groups. And chops up. I didn't see the visual aids that Mystery Guest just used.
It's called the Anaconda.
So, see what I mean?
Yeah, Mystery Guest is a chap.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone's unsure.
And as a representative of the chaps, we're all dickheads! Yes, yeah. True. See, at least they're finally being honest.
Yeah, thank you for finally admitting it.
Honesty is the best policy! I hate mosquitoes. Really? Just, what the fuck, man? Ooh, something I do like, though, is I can't remember who told me about that, but apparently there's some new type of mosquito. It's probably from Jim, actually, so might want to fact check that one. but no, apparently this is true. There's a new type of mosquito.
Did I kick anything on the way out? Because I just kicked the shit out of everything in the garden. I've got night blindness.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a new mystery guest, but we didn't.
No new mystery guest. There was a secret guest.
A secret guest?
Shout out to secret phone guest.
Oh, did they like anything?
They like AC/DC.
Cool. What? I was just talking about the crazy new mosquito.
Oh, the good mosquito that eats fruit and kills the young of bad mosquitoes.
Yeah, like when they're larvae or something, isn't it? Do they eat the other bad larvae? That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I like
that. I hate mosquitoes, but I like that.
Only sociopaths do the same thing. They kill vegetables and fruit and they murder their own young.
Dexter.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't mean like their own young as in if they were norms.
They murdered other sociopaths. Yeah. Full on Dexter in it.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Everyone loves good serial killers.
Well, to be fair, that's probably true, actually, because there's probably a lot of them that have jobs where, there's probably quite a few soldiers that are proper psychos. They're just given an outlet.
I think less than you think. I think it's more probably, politicians and business people, rah, rah, rah.
No, but sociopaths are more likely to be like politicians and business leaders and businessmen. Psychopaths are more likely to be doctors in the army and
surgeons?
News journalists.
Really? Oh, because of the sort of getting to investigate and hear loads of crazy information about
stuff. Basically have loads of power over people.
The ability to stalk in a legal way.
Pretty much. On a related note, Hannibal was fucking awesome. I did like that an awful lot. It's a good psychopath.
Me too.
It's great.
It's good. I talked about it last week. What do you think about it?
I really enjoy it. I did enjoy the finale. Where it ended. It was pretty sweet. I was really impressed with Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads?
Nicholson.
Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson. Nicholson.
But yeah, Mads.
Mads.
Lishi from Casino Royale. Yeah, he's a great Hannibal because he's vaguely European, but you can't put your finger on a map where he's from. So he sounds automatically cultured and shit. And
handy.
Yeah, it adds a lot of credence to the character. And he's just an evil bastard when he wants to be. And quite a nice guy in his own way.
Don't give away too much.
Well, they give it away, but it's typical psychopath behaviours.
I thought you were just going to say something.
We know from his other stories about him that he's capable of.
Hannibal Lecter's a murderer? What?
Seriously?
He likes eating people. I mean,
I thought he was in that weird cell and suit because of tax fraud. What?
Yeah. Pure white problem.
The most badass tax fraud ever.
In that reality, they do fucking put them away the way they should.
No, they don't. Lord Black. Look at that guy.
Is it Lord Black? Captain Scarlet.
Don't even mean Lord Black. Cheers.
I don't know.
He made what's Lord Black?
The guy who got sent down for just, like, stealing everyone's money a couple of years ago.
Tom Lord Black?
Yeah. He was a lord.
What? Really?
For serious.
For serious?
And he was serious.
Did you really just say that?
For serious.
Oh, my God.
Reels, man.
Totes and Maze, shut the fuck up!
No, Totes is a different bracket. Totes is up there with like Amazeballs and the other fella.
No, man, Totes is nowhere near.
They're
Amazeballs. I mean, I fucking love them. I only use the word Breves abbreviated.
That's the only way you use this in abbreviation.
You only use Breves abbreves then, surely, because you just said.
I only use Breves abbreviated. Breves is the abbreviation of, you know.
Everyone at home play the game and see how many times they can pick out Jim using an abbreviation that isn't a Breves.
I'd just like to point out I wasn't giving you those eyebrows.
You were.
No, I was showing you them.
I got so excited.
I'm not giving them to you at all, they're mine.
Rubbing both knees. Still another bit of
that's something. Yeah, you can. That's something else I like. A bit in that I can't remember which one it is, but there's a bit in one of the Terry Pratchett books where veterinary is in a sort of face-off with somebody, and in the narrative it says, "I see your eyebrow and I raise you a further eyebrow." I just think that's amazing. It's just a really good bit of acting, Ryan.
We like Pratchett.
We do like Pratchett.
Yeah, he's sick.
So if he gets, that's cruel.
Well, he is sick, but I meant it in both ways.
Yeah. For people who don't know, Terry Pratchett is an awesome fantasy writer. Why I say fantasy like that, like it's ridiculous. He's an awesome fantasy writer.
Did you say it like that?
I did. I went fantasy.
Yeah, but I think you're allowed to put a bit of whimsy on that word.
Yeah.
You are the lord of whimsy, right?
Yeah. Pure fact, I'm science. And he has...
Portrayed in a whimsical way.
He has Alzheimer's. But he's being dealt with lots of future technology. They're trying out all kinds of things, but with his consent.
What really should he be doing?
Well, he's having that intensive light therapy, which is where they put a helmet on your head and shine a shitload of like beams of light in there. Everyone's grinning.
Aren't they supposed to? Can you not? I don't know. Can you not just do all the old wives' tales and just hope that one of them works?
Well, we might be doing them as well, but it's a super intensive light that permeates through bone, and it's like actually is supposed to like shining light on
his
brain.
So they're shooting lasers into his brain?
No, not lasers. Light.
So they've got a crash helmet and gaffer tapes like a mag light to it and flick it on and off.
No, it's not even flicked on and off, it's sustained, but that's more or less what they're doing. Everyone's on a budget.
Well, I hope it works.
I do too. Because he needs to keep writing.
He just had the sequel out to The Long Earth, didn't he?
Do you know what? I've not read the last couple that he's put out, actually. Just because I've been busy. But he's not put out a new Discworld, has he, though?
Not recently. That was Vimes 1. Was the last one.
Yeah, I think I read that one.
It's good. I've never been overly taken with his non-Discworld stuff. It's good.
Do you read Nation? Great.
No.
That was really good. Enjoyed that immensely.
Good
it was
Omens.
A bit weird towards the end.
Good Omens is most excellent.
Yeah. And Mr. Neil Gaiman's involved in that. Mm-hmm.
Speak up, sir.
Come on, Mr. Guest, what? Right, that's it. When we address Mr. Mystery Guest, he instantly clams up. We've got to take him by surprise.
Well, none of us are going to look at whatever he's just putting together there.
No.
So, anyway, what else has people been liking? I like wrestling with my stepdad. Yeah, that was cool.
Let's bring that up. Cool. Yeah, yeah, how'd it go?
I like that. Yeah, kicked his ass twice.
Yeah, but it was a whole, like... Was it UFC style? What were the rules here?
It was just 3-count submission. Not a submission, 3-count pin. Mm. Sorry.
No striking.
Straight up wrestling. Grappling
him. Did nut him.
Yeah, I nutted him. Yeah, almost straight away. But it was just it was accidental. I'm pretty sure he smacked me as well a couple of times, but it just, like, you know, open-handed.
Right.
But, yeah, it just happens. It's like when you go to grab and stuff, sometimes it just happens. I was bent down trying to tackle him, and then I went to stand back up again, and he was above me, and I just, the back of my head smacked him in the chin. And I did see a bit of blood on his face, actually, when we were down on the floor, but I didn't really, you know, I'm not going to stop. We carry on, like, but he did tell me later on that he did bite his tongue when I nutted him, actually. But, yeah, it was good. It was fun.
And you won 2 rounds.
2 in a row, yeah. That's all she wrote. I think we were doing a best of 3.
I think you were doing 1 and Andy lost. And then you went for another 1 to do best out of 3 to see what would happen then. But Andy lost again, so...
That was it. It was over there. Well, he was just stepping, he was up for another one immediately. Yeah. And then, yeah, there was just no point in going for another one, I suppose. We're going to do it again, though. We're going to try and turn it into a regular...
He's in training, isn't he?
Yeah. Right. He's Andy, he's a second hand black belt in Aikido, so he's pretty good himself. Like,
right, if it's not too weird, at any point did it get sexy?
No.
God.
Why would you even ask that?
not in the slightest.
Things we do not like.
Inappropriate questions.
I like them, yeah. I'm pretty sure I like the fact that mystery guest arm will have to get tired eventually.
From the phone he's holding out with a message that no one will read.
We're not going to read it. It's just not going to happen.
He's been very persistent. I feel like he's picking on me.
It probably says, "Help, I'm having a stroke."
Oh, that would suck.
No, it's alright, his face isn't drooping.
Yeah.
Visual check done. Oh, actually, I'm fine. I can look over there. I can look over there. I can look at the screen because my eyesight's so bad I can't read it anyway. So that's fine. Yeah, it was a good day on my birthday. I like that. The whole day, it was good. Yeah.
What those curried prawns I saw in that photo? Some masala?
Shockingly coloured.
Tandoori prawns.
Tandoori.
Tandoori prawns, yeah.
Tandoori
prawns. There was also tandoori chicken and there was some other type of chicken as well. Me and my mum made it all. It was cool. Yeah.
Did you cook it in some form of kiln?
A tandoor? No, we barbecued it. Well, we barbecued the meat and then we just made some veggie curries as well.
Because I had some weird idea that you had some form of one of them stone chimney gentlemen.
I really want to get one, just have fire.
You had one?
No. Like a chimenea.
Yeah.
I'd like to get one, although we probably won't get like a stone or pottery one. Probably just get like a metal one.
Mm.
Which is a bit, I don't know, they're cheaper. If you go to make one, actually.
Yeah, fuck, we could totally make one. We just need, there's loads of clay down at the allotment.
I'd like to make a pizza oven.
A bit more complex, I think.
Yeah, quite a lot more complex. But
would be nice, though.
It would be cool.
People have them outdoors, don't they? Like wood bins.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think I've got one.
I wouldn't want to build it in my house. I'd have to fit an extra chimney point for it, though, wouldn't I?
Yeah, but it'd be just you're open for pizzas and flat food.
What
other
flat food can you cook in
there?
Tandoori
would. All the flat foods. Any food can be sliced
large
flat.
Large pancakes.
Pancake.
Paninis. Flat pig.
Flat pig.
Cut a pig flat.
I've seen flat chicken.
Yeah.
Where they get a whole chicken, they like...
Put it in a wire rack thingy. Crook it.
Yeah, yeah, essentially flat chicken.
I've seen pretty flat beef.
Clever fucker.
Pretty flat beef.
Pretty flat, man.
Like it was attractive looking.
No, it was reasonably flat.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't big.
Oh, but you ate it anyway.
That was the idea.
Oh, where was this?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Raw meat 12.
No, it's called Carpaccio, I believe. Oh. This is like a cut of
steak. Sounds like Italian.
It does sound that way, but it's because the blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
A very thin slice of uncooked steak.
It's sounding better more it's described.
Tastes kind of like blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why I like iron brew.
I wasn't a huge. Iron brew tastes like blood.
It's not blood.
Your blood's full of iron, that's why blood tastes kind of
metal-y. Yeah, it doesn't taste like your blood, though.
Iron brew tastes a little like blood.
It's not much.
Have you ever had a mouth injury whenever you drank?
Possibly
iron
it does
brew?
To you.
Mm. It's like, you know.
Copper tastes a little bit like blood.
Copper tastes like blood. Wait, this is getting weird.
So does, quite a lot of hallucinogenics can often leave that kind of metallic-y blood taste in your mouth.
Really? Is it possibly all the blood?
No, it's not blood. It's not blood. No, it's the metallic-y taste. But it just does that sometimes.
Well, that comes from, possibly, is the elevated sense of awareness that you get. Because your mouth is one of the cellularly most regenerating areas in your body. Cells are constantly loosening from the roof and sides of your mouth, regenerating. It's the nature of a mouth. So it's... Yeah.
The nature of a mouth?
It's the nature of a mouth.
Is there a bit more to it than that?
It's the most turnover of cellular regeneration, so...
So your tongue does heal bloody quickly.
Mm, but that's also why a lot of people, when they've taken drugs, get that freak out that the fact that they're chewing their mouth or lips or whatever is because you've got a constant cell turnover on this area.
I wonder if it's also... But because it they're gurning to fuck and they're chewing their mouth.
That could have something to do with it.
Sometimes that.
Yeah, but there is also... Just I can't remember. I did read about it on some website, but yeah, that they often leave a metallic-y taste, like hallucinogenic.
It's more likely
like
you always have that taste, but it's just the heightened awareness. Yeah, you suddenly, holy shit, this is going on. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that when I stopped smoking for a while. I could actually taste my mouth.
Was it
nice?
Worth it?
No, it's one of the reasons why I went back to smoking.
Can you smell your nose right now?
Nah. No, I'm just breathing in there.
Hear the sound of your own ears.
It sounds like a beach.
You definitely can't see your eyes.
Not unaided.
Not
unaided. You need visual aids to see your eyes.
Yeah.
What, do you have a mirror hand?
No, just, you know, sometimes when you like extend to space and you see, like, you know, the mad dust and squirrels and things. That's actually things. Well, there it is.
I've seen the mad dust.
The things. That's actually the stuff on the surface of your eye that you're seeing.
Looks like static.
Yeah.
I know the thing you mean. Oh, well. Never mind.
Oh, come on, just say it. Just say it, dude. You're full of fucking science and you want to inform us. Just tell us what you want to know. Tell us what we need to know.
We should get him like a Darth Vader voice changer.
God, we should get him a light bright.
Why do I want to tell you about the science here?
Why is he starting to sound more and more like Tom and Jerry's like owner?
Tom!
We only ever see the bottom of his legs. Oh, mystery guest! That's going to be bleak, don't worry.
Welcome to the end of Side A of the Things We Like podcast number 2. Please turn over the cassette for side B, or alternatively, download from a reliable digital outlet.